How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I'm back to share another idea to help you live more consciously. Today, our topic is on remembering ourselves and remembering to do the practical side of our inner work, of our spiritual work. So it's important that at least once a day, we make a willing effort to remember ourselves. And here, remembering ourselves means to remember the most intrinsic aspect of our nature, to remember our real self and not our false self, which means just when we are identified to our personality, to our thoughts, to our feelings, to our mechanical habits that we function with throughout our day. So this is taking the deliberate time to just acknowledge your real self. And we do this by just taking 5 to 10 minutes, and we learn to just relax everything. Relax your mind, your body, your emotions. And you can do this through various ways, through various means. So if you have a way that you calm down and relax, do that. So once you relax yourself completely, where you relax your attention being identified to all these various aspects, then when you're completely relaxed and your mind is calm, your emotions aren't running wild, your body isn't nagging you, then what is there is your real self. And by remembering ourselves, we can start to become more acquainted with our presence, and we can start to learn about its intrinsic qualities, its intrinsic nature, that is apart and independent from the things that we usually take to be who we are. So that's why it's important to take this daily time to become more acquainted with who we really are, that is beyond all these mental conceptions and all these identifications that we have. So as I mentioned, it's just taking that time to relax everything in order to slowly begin to recognize what is always there, our presence, and in a way that is not usually felt. And the other part that I wanted to touch upon was remembering to do the practical side of our work. So in order for us to have a complete day, a very productive day in terms of our self-development, is that we need to remember to work on our three centers, our three major centers being our intellectual center, our emotional center, and our body. So as far as our intellectual center, this means that we need to take a certain amount of time where we use our attention, where we direct our attention. Because by using our attention and directing our attention, this automatically puts us in the more conscious side of our intellectual center. So we need to do something that requires the distinct use of our attention in a directed way. Let's say reading a challenging book where you really need to concentrate. Or let's say if you're a computer programmer, then you know that requires your intellectual center. Or to contemplate an idea that you heard or read about and to really contemplate it. This will put you in the more intellectual side, the more conscious side of your intellectual center. And then our emotional center, the work on our emotional center is learning to observe and disidentify our emotions, learning to not express our negative emotions. And all this requires self-observation, genuine self-observation, which I always speak about. So if you're interested on self-observation, just check out all my other videos and you can just look for that keyword. And I suggest reading or watching the video titled How to Not Be a Smartphone Zombie. In that video, I talk about genuine self-observation and how to use your attention in a special way in which you can be aware of the external and internal simultaneously. So this will allow you to observe your emotions, your thoughts, in a more objective way. So with our emotional center, as I mentioned, we're learning to observe and to not express our negative emotions. We're learning to stop negative imagination, and all this is work on our emotional center. And then with our bodies, you know, everyone should take some time where they willingly work their body. And doing it willingly is important, because all these things you need to do willingly, because that just means you're doing them consciously from yourself. Whenever you do something unwillingly, you just are doing it in a mechanical way. And whatever we do consciously, we never lose. We never lose the fruits of those actions. But whenever we do something mechanically, it's just a waste. So as far as with working on our body, you know, make sure that you do it willingly and that you do something in which you use effort to move your body, to observe your body. So whether that means that you actually do physical labor or go to the gym or do yoga, you know, but just use your body in a conscious way. So that will be a complete day when you can work on all three of your centers. And if you can't work on one center, then you can work on another center. So use your day wisely. Use your day for developing yourself. And as I said, daily remember yourself. Take the time to consciously acknowledge your simple felt presence and to work on your three centers, to do your inner work. So that's the topic of today, is remembering yourself daily, remembering the most essential aspect of your nature, and to remember to work on all aspects of your being, your mind, body, emotions. Alright guys, I hope you're doing well. I hope you enjoyed that video. And wherever you are in the world, take care. And I wish you a happy 2019. And much love. Peace.